Welcome to Letters from Quarantine, a brand new podcast talking to the indoor people, which is, well, most of us. I'm your host, Benji Potter, and through a series of phone calls, I'll be dialing up friends and family and finding out what happens when we're faced with our demons. Who and what do we miss most? And what do we take for granted? Stick with me, I've got you covered. Now, time for our series finale. My final guest this series on Letters from Quarantine is Homes Under the Hammer star Martin Roberts. As well as presenting the BBC One show, he's a fantastic DIY expert, and here he gives me some advice on how to do up my home. This is what happened when he gave me a call. Hello.
Benji fella, how are you?
I'm very, very good, Martin. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay, in that kind of way we say okay, even though life is kind of turned on its head. But yeah, I'm okay, in whatever what the new okay is.
Yeah, I mean, describe the scene. Where are you at the moment?
So I'm at home at my home in Bath, just on the outskirts of Bath, and I'm in my office where I've been spending a lot of time doing lots of things to try and just keep active, working on a YouTube channel, just writing stuff and, you know, changing the way we work, eh? I mean, gosh, having Zoom calls and doing, you know, Skype meetings as opposed to going places and just trying to figure out what the heavens above is going on.
I mean, have you, throughout this podcast series, talking to people, I understand that there's sort of a category of people who feel they've been underproductive and people who largely feel they've been overproductive. I've largely been overproductive. Where do you sort of fit into that?
So I think there's a great sense in, well, to somebody like me's world of panic that you're not making the most of any opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm not really one to sit on the sidelines and go, you know, I try and think outside the box in whatever circumstance I'm in. So this has thrown, I think, creative people like you and me into a sort of whirl, really, of, okay, what can we do to be creative? And that's why you've seen a boom in people, you know, doing stuff from home and doing link-ups from home and starting podcasts and YouTube channels and, you know, writing stuff and da-da-da. You know, probably the people who are just like, yeah, well, I'm just going to read a few books and watch a few box sets, they are probably going to live to a ripe old age, and you and I are going to die, you know, burnout very, very early on. But I'm definitely in the category of, I have to feel like this is a terrible situation. Yeah. So I have to come at the end of it by thinking, well, what have I done that I wouldn't have done? And if I take that on a day-by-day basis, you know, what have I done today? Three things that I've done today that I wouldn't have done had it not been for this enforced shenanigans. And then somehow you can sort of, thinking about the 50 things I couldn't do, if I can focus on those three things that I've managed to do, it sort of keeps me vaguely sane.
Well,
only vaguely.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. What I don't know about baking, knitting, podcasting, radio broadcasting at the end of this is not worth learning.
Well, no, quite. So a new task that you've taken on. You know, I wish, you know, if you'd know, wouldn't you? So, okay, fine. I've got 8 weeks. Okay, so I'm now going to learn Taekwondo, or I'm going to learn, you know, I'm going to learn some. I'm going to learn to play the ukulele, yeah, or, you know, the Peruvian panpipe, or just something which you just never, ever do under normal circumstances. And then you can get to the end of it and go, look, I can stand on street corners and wear one of those kind of multicolored smock things and play Flight of the Condor. You feel at least you've achieved something.
How's homeschooling for you? What's your kind of involvement in that? Obviously, because you're juggling other commitments as well.
Yes, so we've got two kids, a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. So luckily they're not at a critical, you know, year. Mm-hmm. Although I'd say that every week at school is a critical week at school. And so getting the kids back to school is sort of top of my list of priorities. Mm. You know, there have been set stuff from school, but I've been trying to engage them in stuff to try and try and teach them a few new bits and pieces. Like my son's just setting up a a streaming thing himself. And
brilliant.
One of the things I've been doing all this time is I've set up my own YouTube channel. And one of the bits I've got on there is kids DIY and project ideas for young people. Because I've always said, my dad taught me lots about DIY. I helped him on various things, and I wanted to pass that on to my children. And I've never really got around to doing it because dragging them off their computers down to the shed to screw a few, screw bits of wood together, it just wasn't really floating their boat. But by actually filming it and saying, okay, now we're going to film you making a swing ball, or now we're going to film you making a, a bird table, it's sort of given the impetus to do that. So, in terms of my, part of it is that panic thing. It's like, have I done enough? Have I, made the most of this opportunity and turned, rebonded with my children? And you're nervous about speaking to other people. Like, oh my gosh, I was just getting on so badly with my children, and now as a result of this, we are like, we are bonded to the point of view where, this has made our lives as husband, as father and son. I'm like, oh, get stuffed. there's a sense of, wanting to have that, but trying to assess where the reality level on that is, and how much, you can have some great experiences with your kid. Is it going to be a life-changing sort of bonding experience for them and you? Well, to a degree, but I'm not sure where I can have to set the bar not to be disappointed on that one.
I want to pick up on the DIY thing, because I'm in the process now of looking at buying my first home with your trusty book by my side. Because I enjoy property shows, I would like to buy somewhere with that I can do up a bit and maybe make some money on. Because I learned actually through one of your YouTube videos, it wasn't your DIY one, it was your property one, that the sale of your sole residence, the profit you make, is tax-free. So that kind of revolutionised my property search. But going back to the DIY, the problem I'm finding is I want to do somewhere up and I've got the time to do it myself, but I don't have the skills. And do you think that's something that my generation and younger are kind of finding?
Yes. Because you didn't see it when you were growing up. Now, I was lucky, and I'm older than you, Benji, so my dad probably was from a generation where it was a bit more make do and mend. Mm. And I think, if you were 20 years after that, then, that generation wasn't necessarily as motivated to do stuff themselves.
I mean, the closest I saw to DIY was flat pack.
Well, exactly. And I think you've just got to get over a psychological barrier, because the reality is, bud, you can do it. You might not be perfect, but it doesn't have to be perfect, all right? There's things you can't do. You can't do electric, you can't do gas. Right. And I don't suggest you get up on the roof replacing the roof tiles. But there's a lot of other things which you can do. You can do painting and decorating. You can do tiling. You can do flooring. You can do stuff with wood that won't look rubbish. Fitting the kitchen, fitting the bathroom are two of the hardest things. Unfortunately, they're two things which can definitely add a lot of value to a property. Mm. You're going to have to get in help on some of that. But even then, you can do lots of clearing. You can, you can, as you say, you flat pack, you can buy units to go into a bathroom and a kitchen. It's an ambitious job to do a bathroom and a kitchen. But, you set your sights a little bit lower, and there's lots of stuff that you can do.
As someone that is a champion for renovation, we've seen you on TV for several years, seeing people take to renovation and DIY during this time, is that like a dream come true for you?
Yes, as long as they do it safely. I mean, I don't want to be promoting stuff that people then rush out and fall off ladders and chop their arms off with a circular saw.
Yeah.
As long as they do it safely, I think it's really good that people realise that there is lots of stuff which are in their capabilities. And there's two sides to that. One, you get the job done quicker. And two, it costs you a lot less money. You know, as long as you don't accidentally drill into the wall and, you know, hit a gas pipe or an electric cable, which is going to cost you a lot to get sorted out, you think, well, that's a job I shouldn't have started. You know, as long as you follow some basic rules. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do some basic stuff, you know, on my YouTube channel, which is, you know, guiding people how to put up a shelf and then inspiring them on other projects that they can do, you know, and also some what I've called DIY hacks, which are just little things which tradesmen and professionals take for granted that you just like, oh, I didn't know that. You don't have to brush your paintbrushes out every time. You can just wrap them in a plastic bag and they're good for a few days. You know, if you're drilling towards the edge, if you're screwing into a bit of wood, if it's towards the edge, you need to drill a pilot hole. That'll stop the wood splitting. Just basic little things which are like tricks of the trade, which, you know, aren't exactly complicated. But, you know, with a bit of guidance, you can, you know, you can do it. So on top of, you know, the headline, as you quite rightly said, of, you know, the stuff on there which is all about, you know, the higher level of property investment and why become an investor and how to raise finance and what if you're a first-time buyer and what is buy to let and how to buy auction. Along with those, what I've called my property masterclass, I did think it was really important to put some of the practical stuff in there. So that if people want to take on a job and do it, then you know, they can assess whether or not they need to call somebody and all the stuff that they can do. And, you know, what you will find then is if you do something, there is a huge sense of satisfaction, even if it isn't exactly perfect.
Yeah, so people can find out more about that and find those videos. It's Martin Roberts Property Tidbits on YouTube, is that right?
Martin Roberts Property Tidbits, yeah.
Brilliant. And I love the idea that there's stuff for kids to do as well, because that's when the mind is up for learning. It's only at my age when you think, oh gosh, I better pick it up because I need to and I want to save some money. When you're younger, it's like, oh my God, I can make a coffee table like you made the other day, right?
Exactly. And I think it's just, you know, I'm not expecting the kids to be able to, you know, to construct something extraordinary. But actually what we have done with them is amazing. But what it's doing is teaching them the basics. Okay. And a bit like when you learn to write or you learn to speak a different language. You learn a few words and then gradually you learn how to put those words into more elaborate sentences and then you write stories. And it's just the same. So you learn how to use a drill. You learn how to use a saw. And suddenly, you know, I could chop up that piece of wood and I could screw it together in this way. You know, it's a bit like Lego building blocks, you know. If you just have lots of these little building blocks, then it's only down to your imagination what you can actually do. And I'm trying to build those little building blocks, so teach them how to safely use equipment. And, you know, I'm letting them use some power tools. I mean, not all power tools, but, you know, things which, if you use them wrongly, will hurt you. But I'd rather take the attitude, let's teach people how to use dangerous things safely than not use them at all, or, you know, just stumble into it and go, oh, it's only a screwdriver, I don't need to be careful. Well, you can hurt yourself as much with a screwdriver as you can with a circular saw if you don't use it properly. So if you learn the basics, then again, you're always wearing glasses and you're always wearing a mask and gloves when you need to. And suddenly it just becomes second nature. So you can just take that knowledge then and, you know, and use it, you know, to as much or as little as you want in the future.
Before we get down to our lockdown essentials, I just want to touch on something. And I've talked about it with a few of my guests. It's this sense that because life is a little bit more simple at the moment, we're discovering wonder again, you know, and joy, and discovering, I suppose, that you can make something from a few old planks of wood that you were going to throw away, or recycle some metal, or use some plastic again in a different way, is discovering again this idea of wonder that you know, there's joy to be had in what you might have thought before was the mundane, right?
Completely. And I think it's having the time,
yes,
to discover.
Yes.
I think the reality is we're so, you know, we're so focused on just doing the basics to survive. We don't have much time, or so it seems, for discovering new things. And we never quite get around to it. And what this time has done, you know, it's obviously been, you know, very, very difficult for lots of people. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens next, obviously, in terms of the bigger picture of the economy and da-da-da-da-da-da. But it has at least made a lot of people, I think, stop and think. And I wonder how many people are actually thinking, really, that commute to work? Really, that obnoxious boss? Really, that if there's any way I can adapt to a different way of being, that means I don't maybe need to have quite so much money. I can take a slightly lower paid job that I enjoy more. Mm. I don't know. I think a lot of people, it's been a bit of a, well, it's just an extraordinarily a big reset, hasn't it? And, you know, and it's just, so it's funny, like the other night, I was just sitting there outside and I sat and I had a little bit more time to sit there, and I was just sitting there, and I noticed some swallows nesting in an adjoining building. I never noticed those before, and I presume that they have been there year on year, but I've never noticed these swallows. I was like, oh, hello, they're swallows. Wow. Like, what's the swallows for 10 minutes?
Yeah, just being and still and, you know, without the distractions of social media, just for 10 minutes. It is actually a long time. You know, it feels like it to me sometimes. Right, on to our lockdown essentials. On this podcast, our essentials are not bog roll and food. These are essentials which feed the mind, and one of them feeds the stomach too. So to your lockdown book, what book would you like to bring into lockdown with you?
Well, I would like to reread the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy, which comes in four parts. So, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I read it probably when I was, 16, 17, 18. And it was mind-blowing in terms of, just this completely surreal comedy, whatever you want to call Hitchhiker's Guide. I absolutely loved it. So I would love to reread that.
And which song would you like to bring into lockdown with you?
The song which I just hear again and again and never tire of for some random reason is Steve Harley, Make Me Smile. Come up and see me. I don't know why, but I just love that song. And it doesn't really make any sense. The words are not necessarily relevant to anything whatsoever. It's just, it's that or, you know, Here Comes the Sun. I mean, both those songs I can't listen to and not feel happy. So either of those.
Fantastic. And finally, you are allowed one dish in quarantine. If it's ice cream, do not worry, it will arrive freezing cold. And if it's a steaming hot casserole, it will be served to you at the temperature it was intended. So what would you like to bring?
I will have a really lovely fillet steak. Ooh. Done medium rare with a peppercorn sauce and dolphin or potatoes, please. Oh, and red cabbage.
Oh, braised red cabbage. Delicious. Making me hungry at 10:18 in the morning. Martin, thank you. I want to release you back into quarantine now. And so people can find out more about your DIY videos, Martin Robert Property Titbits on YouTube, and follow you on social media. All right?
That's great stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I have a thing on a Monday as well where people can ask me questions on my Twitter, which is @TVMartinRoberts, and we do an Ask Martin Monday where you can ask me all sorts of questions about DIY or about the show or about property in general. And we have definitely some random questions on there. That's great stuff.
I'll get in line then. Brilliant. Martin, thanks for joining us. See you soon.
Look after yourself, Benj.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Letters from Quarantine. If you enjoyed what you listened to, please remember to like, subscribe and share on iTunes. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, please get in touch with me on Twitter @Benji's Banter. Andrex, I'm looking at you.